FM presents Togetherness, written by Jonathan Hughes. Listeners, please be advised that this program may contain strong language.
I just want to know how she does it, that's all. How does Joelle McNally not punch that Vogue one square in the face, having to listen to her shite on every day? Patience of a saint. Do you think she'd do a show with me, yeah?
Probably not. Like, this is only your fifth episode, and actually...
Ah, yeah. But the first four were quality episodes. Wagon Wheel is quickly becoming a cultural touchstone for today's society. What were the listening figures for last week's episode?
12.
Holy shit. We're up to 12. Oh, we're on our way, Fidelma.
Now, I need to tell you that there's an issue.
Who would have thought an old-fashioned call-in agony rant show would still have such relevance in 2022? I mean, I know I stole this premise from watching an old episode of Frasier that night I got stoned in Bernie Dwyer's front room, but...
Oh, how was Bernie?
Not good. The rash is back.
Not the psoriasis again?
No. Our slimy wee boyfriend all over where he was.
Oh, shite. But I really have to...
Remember, you were going to take that Bank of Ireland job until I called you and offered you a chance to use your VTAC Level 5 in radio production to help me conquer the airwaves.
Yes, Dervla, but this week's show, there's an issue.
I mean, thank God I wheeled myself back into your life and dragged you kicking and screaming into the limelight. And here you are, the co-producer of the nation's only Agony Aunt podcast featuring a disabled host who isn't Niamh Kavanagh.
Niamh Kavanagh isn't disabled.
Sure, Fidelma. But the point is, you are welcome. Now, hit record and let's go.
Yes, but Dervla, the problem
I
is...
I said, hit record and let's go. Rock me, Dervla, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, Dervla, any way you feel. Hey, 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 wagon wheel. You're listening to Wagon Wheel. With me, your host... The Wagon on Wheels, Dervla O'Driscoll. Coming up tonight, global warming. How many polar bears need to die for us to live our Marbella fantasies in Ringsend all year round? And scabies, the next global pandemic to shut us down. They're not just for your mangy cousin Sinead anymore.
Sorry, Sinead.
But before all of that, it's everyone's favourite segment where I, Auntie Dervla, solve all of your life's problems and woes. It's time for Agony Rants.
Agony Rants.
So, Fidelma, who's our first call?
We don't have any calls.
What do you mean we don't have any calls? You put up the flyers in the social media posts telling people about the recording, yeah?
Yes, of course, but...
So what's the problem, little miss? We don't need a digital marketer. This show will organise itself.
I think I said that we don't have the budget for a digital marketer, so we'll have to find a workaround.
Exactly. You volunteered to do it yourself.
No one called in. We've no one to talk to this week.
And whose fault is that? How did you ever think you were cut out for a banking job?
I'm sorry. I was trying to tell you.
So what do you expect we do now? Sit silently for the next 45 minutes?
Well, if anyone out there wants to call in, our lines are fully open. No waiting. Allow us to help change your life and open your mind to new opportunities. For sometimes it's only through the magic and guidance of the airwaves that we can truly find our path.
Yeah, but we're not actually live broadcasting, are we? This is the 21st century. Live radio is dead. This podcast won't go out for another 2 weeks and you don't have the skills to remove this entire segment now because the audio recording module was only offered to the VTAC Level 6 add-on course that you... didn't get into.
I was going through a very difficult time. I'd fallen in with a bad crowd.
You in a bad crowd?
I'm serious. It was shocking. Let me tell you, those desperate housewives really lived up to their name. I binged the whole lot, completely forgot to go to my exam.
Right.
I stand by it though. I'd probably do the same all over again, to be fair.
Well, what do we do about this situation here?
Give me a second.
I swear, Joelle McNally wouldn't have to put up with this shite. You just can't get the help. People see my beauty, see my wheelchair and just decide to go out and take advantage of me. Oh, it looks like we have a call. Hello there. Thank you for calling Agony Rants with me, your host, resident wagon wheel, Dervla O'Driscoll. Tell us your name, where you're from and what's been grinding your teeth this week.
How you love?
Oh, dear God.
Big
Bye.
All right, darling. Tell us your name and what's your problem.
My name? It's Fidelma.
Can't smash on me already.
Fiona. My name is Fiona and I'm from Ballymun.
Did you not just say you were from Clondalkin?
That's right. I was born in Ballymun, but I'm currently living in Clondalkin.
And I can't help but notice, dear Fiona, that your accent has changed completely.
Oh, yes, right. It's a condition I have. It flares up.
And is that your problem, is it? Your condition is making you a target of harassment, making you stick out like a sore thumb, causing others to lose all respect for you and regret ever hiring you to produce their podcast.
No.
But what is the issue?
Well, you see, there's this person at work who picks on me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Fiona. Are you sure you don't bring it on yourself?
Every day I go in, I bend over backwards to make the relationship work. I come in early to make sure everything is set up for them. And stay late to get things ready for the next session. Despite not being paid much money, if any, I allow myself to be on their constant beck and call. You see, this person is painfully narcissistic and as a result, don't have a lot of people in their circle. They lash out and try to be the big dog, putting everyone down and talking a big game, but really deep down, I know just how insecure and hurt they are. I feel sorry for them, so I allow myself to become the butt of the joke constantly, but every now and then, this person's words really hurt me. I'm a tough girl, I can take a lot. But after being worn down for so long, there's some days when I just feel like I can't take any more. One more barbed comment, and all I can picture is grabbing the handles of her wheelchair and giving her one short, sharp push down a flight of stairs. How quiet the world would become. A tyrannical voice violently silenced for good. I'd be able to hear my own thoughts. I'd be able to think for myself. For once, I'd be free. Free.
Fucking hell, Fee.
I guess I'm wondering, does having intrusive thoughts like that make me a bad person?
Well, actually... Oh, thank fuck for that. I'm sorry, Fiona. Your problem is much too complex for the time we have, and I'll have to give you an answer off the air. Please stay on the line.
Looking forward to it.
Hello, caller. You're true to Wagon Wheel with me, your agony aunt extraordinaire, dear Flo O'Driscoll. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, love. Who do I have on the line?
Hi, my name is Kevin. I'm calling from Thurles.
They have podcasts in Thurles?
I had no idea.
What's your issue, Pe?
I wanted to ask about regrets. How do you know if what you did was the right thing when you feel so awful afterwards? You really thought what you did at the time was the right thing to do. But as time goes on, you know that sick feeling in your stomach never goes away. You can't help but feel like maybe you made a mistake. Has that ever happened to you?
No. You know what, Kevin, I has. Yeah, I know. But even I am not immune to the salty sting of regret. Actually, since the lion seemed to be a little quiet, why don't they tell you a little story? Do you have time to stay on the line?
It's 4 p.m. I'm still in my dressing gown.
Perfect. Well, the story begins in a chip shop late in the evening about 2 years ago. At the time, I was seeing this lovely girl named Megan. But things just weren't working out. The spark just wasn't there. She had this terrible habit of...
picking her toenails with your car keys?
What? No!
What?
She had this terrible habit of making me feel like her patient rather than her girlfriend just because of my condition. But anyway, on this particular night, we were in a chipper out in Dunleary.
What are you thinking?
I think I want a double quarter pounder with cheese and a large fries.
Oh, that's far too heavy for you at this time of night.
Here we go.
Besides, I thought we said we were cutting out meat. Better for you in the long run. We'll just get a portion of onion rings and a small chips to share.
Perfect.
Oh, don't be so doom and gloom. How about we treat ourselves to a full fat Coke too?
Oh my God, Megan! That's insane.
Ah, I better take this. It's my dad. Back in a second.
Sure. Oh, shit. Was that your fault? I am so sorry.
It's fine. No more, I'm done. Back in a second.
Mm-hmm.
I miss you already.
Answer the phone before your dad has a shipment already.
How are you, love? What can I get you?
Double quarter pounder with cheese and 2 large chips, please. Like I don't like her. Well, I don't not like her, you know? I mean, she takes me nice places. She buys me chips. She has this gorgeous golden retriever called Jessie, who's such a doe. She is obsessed with me. As soon as she sees me coming, she jumps up on my lap and starts slobbering on my face. The dog. No, not Megan. Maybe that would help matters at this stage, if you know what I mean. I think it all comes down to how she makes me feel. She's very sensitive and very in tune with my needs. She really does go out of her way to help me. What a dick. I know that sounds harsh, but you don't have to live with it. The constant checking in to see if I'm okay. The insistent questions and suggestions on how best to live my life. I have MS. It flares up and it calms down again. It's shit, but sure, look, this is how it is. It's life. But when we're together, she makes me feel like I'm on my deathbed. She's my caregiver and I'm her patient. Doing up my coat button, rubbing the barbecue sauce off my chin, opening doors and calling for people to get out of the way. Stand back, make way for the cripple. I know I wasn't in this chair when we met and things have advanced pretty quickly. But I'm still the same ambidextrous and sexually adventurous girl she first met. To be honest, I can't see how much longer this will last.
You okay? I'm almost done, I swear.
Yeah, I'm fine. God forbid I spent 2 minutes without you checking on me. Really, it's probably a societal problem. Young, rich lesbians swooping in and trying to play the white knight, the protector, saving us poor unfortunates, doing their good deed for the day. But in all honesty and with the greatest respect, fuck off. I'm not here to be saved. Get out of my way when I'm trying to move around in my chair and maybe give me a hand if I get stuck in great or something. But apart from that, chill the fuck out. I'm not something to help you feel better about yourself and your own privilege. Some people out here make it so hard to just live your life. What if I don't want to stick out? What if I don't want to be made an example of? To be made feel like a freak in a chair? How dare you make me feel like something less than just to inflate your own ego? Life is fucking cruel and I don't need reminding every time you want to take me to the cinema. I swear, sometimes it just doesn't pay to get out of the bed in the morning. Everyone looks down at poor Dervla and all her health problems. She's such a trooper, they say. An inspiration. And yeah, all right, I am. And I'm sorry I make it look so easy. And at the end of the day, this world is needlessly savage to anyone who stands out as the smallest bit different. And that's just never going to change.
So, do you want salt and vinegar on these?
Go on, so.
Sorry about that. Dad wouldn't get off the phone. I swear he's just talk. Oh, I missed you. Come here.
I don't kiss in public.
That'll be €10.80.
She's paying. Oh, and I'll have another can of Coke too.
You ordered and everything without me.
Yeah, well, you were taking your time.
Are you sure the chips are a good idea at this time of night with your medicine?
It's grand. I didn't take me medicine today.
You didn't take your med... Sorry, she's a bit of a handful, that one.
That's €10.80.
Sorry, right, yeah.
Is that your scarf on the floor, pet? Don't forget that.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even notice. Though I hardly need it with her around. She's so warm, so giving. It really warms your heart.
I'd take the scarf.
Now, before we go on with the story, do you have any questions, young Kevin?
Yes, one, actually.
Go on, my love.
How do you know what Megan was saying to the server? Because you'd left the chipper.
I wondered that myself, actually.
Never you mind.
Well, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
If you made that bit up, who knows what else you're making up?
Perhaps some artistic license was used. Maybe some embellishments were made, but it's just to fill out the narrative.
When you embellish, you make a bell out of M and ish.
That doesn't even make sense.
Don't get ratty with me just because we caught you out trying to polish a turd.
Can I please get on with my story?
I don't know. Can you?
We headed off for a walk down the pier that night. I had wanted to go straight home, but felt bad to eat and run like that, so I agreed to go on a walk, but only if she pushed me. It was cold.
I've had a lovely night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
wheelchair fuckers!
Oh my God, Dervla, are you all right?
If only your dad was this quick, he mightn't have rid me so hard I ended up in this bleeding wheelchair.
Dervla!
I'm grand, get off me.
I've had a lovely night.
You said.
You know, I've been having a lovely time for a while now. It's just, I've been thinking. Maybe we should take things to the next level.
It's very mild out tonight.
It's a beautiful evening.
First mild altogether. And for this time of year, my God.
Dervla.
That film was gas, wasn't it? Who would have thought the Rock would win in a fight with a bear?
I was just happy to be there with you. Dervla, I think...
If you had to fight an animal, what would you pick?
Maybe it's about... What?
Any animal. What would you go for?
Oh, I don't know. How would you even come up with...
I've always wanted to punch a horse.
Dervla, I think we should... A horse?
Right in the face.
Why a horse?
They know why. It was dark that night. Darkest November on record. They'd come to tell me. I was only 6 years old. I wore a yellow ribbon in me hair and a thick, itchy yellow jumper with daisies on that my grandmother had knitted me. God, I hated that jumper. I had gotten back late. It was eerily quiet. Then I heard it. A short, sharp sniff of the air in the cold November darkness. My spine stiffened, hair standing on end. Something was watching me in the darkness. We'd later hear that old Mr. O'Shea had left one of the gates open, but in the darkness, I saw the devil himself. I turned to run for the house, and that's when it happened. Suddenly, I was sent sailing through the air, landing in a crumpled heap of frozen ground as I lay in what I thought would become my grave. I watched as the yellow ribbon, now loosened by the force of the collision, floated gently from my hair and into the deep, dark night, never to be seen again. I was found several hours later, and since that day, my soul has been confined to the ever-rolling wheel of torment. Never to forget. Never to forget.
Dervla, you weren't kicked by a horse. You're in a chair because of MS.
Yeah, but there's smoke.
Dervla, I think we need to have
a... You have to answer.
This is so stupid.
Oh, no, it's not. Come on, it's fun.
I really don't know.
Just pick.
You know I'm not much of a fighter.
Oh, I know.
I wouldn't fancy my chances against anything.
Oh, my God. Just pick something.
A cat.
A cat? What kind of monster are you?
Well, you forced me to pick something.
But a cat, Megan. Seriously. What kind of psycho are you?
Oh, never mind all of that. Dervla, you're a fucking nutcase. But you're my nutcase. And you've made me so happy since we first met.
Ah, thanks very much, fella.
This last while has been the happiest I can remember, and it's all thanks to you. You've opened me up to the wonder and the beauty in the world.
Really?
Well, before you came along, I was this closed-off shell. And look at me now. Opening my heart and soul. Midnight strolls along the harbour. It's like a movie. I love you so much. Now, I know the location and the time might not be ideal, but I just can't wait any longer. I guess there's only one way to do this.
Oh, Jesus.
Derv.
Oh, sorry. Those chips are repeating on me.
Dervla.
Megan, no.
Will you do me the honour?
No. No. No.
Of marrying me?
Oh my God, Megan. No. No, I won't.
But we're so happy.
Are we? Walk with me. Look, Megan. I've been meaning to have this talk with you for a while, but you know, you were still buying me cinema tickets and chips. Thanks for that, by the way. You're actually really sound. I just don't think we feel the same way about each other. This got very couple-y, very fast. And I think I'm realising now that I just don't want that.
Dervla, it's been 2 years.
See? Rushing into things. It's just not for me. I'm not looking to be someone's girlfriend right now.
I was asking you to be my wife.
Yeah, let's not get started on that.
You came to my granddad's funeral.
You met my whole family.
There was an open bar.
Your mam invited me for Christmas.
Oh, feel free to go to that, by the way. She would love to have you there. I'll be on a trip to Mexico, by the way.
I can't believe you're doing this.
I love you.
Do you, though?
What do you mean?
Megan.
You don't love me. You love the idea of me. The sick girl you can save. The girl in a chair you can nobly take care of. But the thing is, I don't need taken care of. You're not my carer. I'm not your patient. I need someone who sees me for the sexual dynamo I am. Not the sick, sad, unfortunate mess that you see me as.
I do not see you as a... I've never treated you. A sexual dynamo.
I know.
Oh, I was just trying to be sensitive to your needs.
Which is lovely. But at the end of the day, that's all that was left. I'm not a person to you anymore. I'm a bundle of special needs in a chair, and I can't be around someone who makes me feel like that anymore.
But
I just need some time. I just need some space. Goodbye, sweet love.
Fuck. Wow.
Right?
I just can't believe it.
I know. So crazy. I still can't believe it.
The Rock really fought a bear, like a real-life bear. The man is an icon.
Truly a man of the people. It was one of the most exquisite things I've ever witnessed in my life. Fair play to the animal trainers. Like, I can't even get me man's Jack Russell to quick hump in the wheel of me chair, let alone teach something as massive and wild as a bear to fight on camera and not absolutely kill someone.
I don't know. It couldn't be that hard, surely.
To teach a bear to fight on camera?
I'd say I could take a fair whack at it. I once taught my budgie to play Sudoku.
Fuck off!
I did! I swear!
I've been in your house so many times and not once did you ever show me that that budgie could play Sudoku.
Well, we don't play much anymore. He's an awful cheater.
You taught him to cheat at Sudoku?
I did not! How dare you? That's all him. He must be cheating. There's no way he could beat my time by that much.
So, that's your story of regret? I mean, I can kind of see where you're coming from, I guess.
Actually, Kevin, that's not quite where the story ends. You see, after I left her on the pier, I was on my way back to the DART station and, well... I think I handled that pretty well. I hope she's okay. I know I'm a lot to lose, but she'll love again. She just needs time. You're a tough one to get over, Dervla. You'll be sorely missed. But she'll bounce back. She'll find someone else to suffocate. Someone to grind down and suck their life force from. Someone who needs that level of care and attention. Maybe she'll find a nice blind girl. Or one of those people who live in a bubble.
How are you, love?
You're that bike prick. Get out of me way, you wank sound.
Do you know what? I didn't like what you said about my dad.
Yeah, well, I didn't like getting scared by some tit on a bike. Guess where we even? Isn't it a skill, mate?
Get your bag.
Excuse your mouth. Oi! Needle dick! You're robbing a girl in a wheelchair?
Sorry, missus!
Missus? You cheeky cunt!
Stupid. So stupid. How could I have been so stupid?
Get the fuck back here with me bag!
What the fuck is going on? Derv! Dervla!
Fucking hell, it's only a bag.
How's having two legs walking out for you now, you bleeding tick?
That's not cool, I can't help me bleed next.
Skiz, the fucking bag, you give bag.
Ah, fuck off, man.
Show's over, fella. Give me the bag.
Show's over? Where the fuck do you think you're from?
Don't you make me get out of this chair.
Look, this really isn't how this was supposed to go.
There's fuck all even in it.
I don't care, all right? It's the principle of it. Let go.
You let go.
Just give me the fucking bag. You said yourself there's fuck all even in it.
Get away from her, you bitch. You leave her alone.
I don't want a bit of her.
You
I
can't handle
the bag.
Me. Drop the bag. Megan, this is really awkward. I had it handled. You really don't need to fight my battles for me.
Get the fuck off me. You're both nuts.
Well, that's hardly fair. I'm just sitting here because the two of you didn't have the dignity to fight standing up. I mean, really, how is a girl in a chair meant to have a street fight on the fucking ground? Amateurs. Run it off so soon. Come back and fight like a real girl. Me phone. Me purse. Oh, the prick's gone away with me Brown Thomas gift card and all. I know. Sure, what would he need that for? They don't even sell Link's Africa sets. Right, so I've had a lovely evening. I'll see you around.
Wait, I'm hurt.
Now, don't you think you're being a little bit dramatic there, Megan? It's only a breakup.
No, that prick pulled a knife at me.
Oh, my God. Is that blood? Oh, shit. Are you all right?
No, I'm fucking not. Call an ambulance.
Oh, sure, he's run off with me, Fallon.
Use fucking mine.
Right. This is so stressful. I guess we need the police. There has been a robbery.
Yeah, and the ambulance.
Oh, yeah, right, sure, yeah.
Derv, just ring someone.
You know I would, but don't you think that's more of a girlfriend thing to do?
You can't be serious.
This is exactly what I mean. Pressuring me into things. I need space. I can't go on like this.
Dervla, I'm bleeding out. Here, pick up the phone.
I'm sorry. I'm just not feeling it anymore. You are very sweet. I'm so grateful for everything you've given me. You will find someone, you really will. But it's not me.
Dervla,
Megan,
no.
It's not me.
Dervla, no, really.
Shh, don't speak. This isn't the end for you. And it's not for me either. We're still young. We'll find our puzzle pieces that fit us just right. I'll find someone I can stand for longer than an hour or two. And you'll find someone who likes to punch stray cats straight in the face, just like you do. I know, it's painful. And I'm not an easy person to get over, but one day, probably a long time from now, you'll look back on this night and laugh. Laugh! Someday, you will offer this ring to someone who truly deserves it. And she'll accept you with open arms. Well, not this one. You did offer it to me, so I guess I own it now.
Actually, I don't think it works like that.
Oh, Megan. Poor, naive Megan. It's the lack of blood that's making you delirious.
You know what? Keep the ring. Just please call someone. Use a fake name and then leave. It's grand. Just please call someone.
Never you fear. Your guardian angel is here. Hiya. Satellite taxis? Yeah. Can I get a taxi from the pier heading out to Glenageary? Yeah, as soon as possible. Yeah, grand song. Is that you, Deirdre? Oh, I'm grand, love, not a bother. No. No lift home tonight. Sure, she still can't drive.
What the fuck?
I know, right? Why did I even bother? Alright, Dee, thanks very much. Yeah, see you soon. Grand song, yeah. Bye. So your ma says hi. And I'll be off. Drive us around the corner.
What? No.
I have had a lovely time. You know what? Whenever I hear the wind blow through the trees, I'll hear Megan McDermott. Megan McDermott.
My last name is Walsh.
So you see, we all have things we feel deep regret about.
Oh, it really puts my own problems into perspective.
The thing about regret is, it's inescapable. Could I have handled things differently? Maybe. Would I have if I did it all over again? Maybe not. No matter what we do, we are all slaves to that tiny little voice inside that says, what if? What if you did something different? But if we did things differently, would we be who we are right now? Our choices, whether good or bad, help define us as people. Are we bad people for making the wrong choice? No.
We are human. We are all human.
Yeah, hindsight is 20/20, and in a perfect world, we might have acted differently. But you're not living in a perfect world. In the real world, we all fuck up from time to time. Do we deserve to beat ourselves up over it forever? Do we need to torture ourselves because we dare to be human once and make a mistake? Or do we do ourselves the favour of embracing our mistakes, looking them dead in the eye and learn from them? Regret will remain with you only as long as you allow it to. Perhaps we can make the real world a little more like the perfect world we all want to live in by forgiving ourselves and our past mistakes and reminding ourselves that we are imperfect beings.
I think you're right. Thanks, Derva.
No problem, Per. I hope you feel better soon. And with the spirit of owning our mistakes, I would like to offer this little apology. To Megan. Wherever you are out there, I'm sorry. I really shouldn't have made you pay for them burgers and chips that night. That was really unfair of me. I knew there was no future for us, and I think I really took advantage of you in that moment. I hope someday, down the line, you can forgive me. Coming up next, we have a word from our sponsors, then we'll be back with even more Wagon Wheel.
And cut.
How was that? Bit much?
No, I think it was good. I think it's good advice.
I'm very wise.
I can't believe I didn't know any of that between you and Megan.
Yeah, it was oddly messy at the end.
You two always seemed so happy together. I don't know where I heard the other version of how you broke up.
Other version?
I thought it was from Megan's brother's wife. We used to do Krav Maga together. I always thought she ended it with you. That you were really into her and she didn't know how to tell you. So she strung you along and finally had to come clean just before Christmas because she'd started seeing someone else.
That's weird.
Right. Mustn't have been her. Unless we're both suffering some weird Nelson Mandela effect thing. Collective insanity. That's a real thing, you know.
So I've heard.
Cup of tea before we record the next bit?
Yeah. Cheers. That would be lovely.
So stupid. Stupid.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to happen like this.
But we're so happy together.
Are we?
Stupid. So stupid. How could I have been so stupid?
You have just been listening to Togetherness, written and directed by Jonathan Hughes. Starring Saoirse Curley as Dervla, Juliet Crosby as Megan, Andrea Kelly as Fidelma, and Finbar Doyle as both Deco and Kevin. Script consultancy by Claire Monnelly.
This programme was co-funded by Commissioned na Meán with the television licence fee.